Please pray with me. Dear Lord, please give me a fitting and pleasant manner of speech, so that my conversations may be pleasing to you and to those who hear it, for Jesus' sake and for my eternal welfare. Amen.
Amen.
As a preacher, Father's Day, like Mother's Day, is a difficult Sunday because children don't always have good experiences with their parents, and parents don't always have the best of experiences with their children. Perhaps that's because neither parents nor children come with instructions. Years ago, when my three girls were young, a parishioner with three boys of about the same age came to me and said with great sincerity, "Father Jim, you're really lucky. You have three girls and I have three boys. Boys are really difficult." I responded, "I can't really say I'm luckier than you because I don't necessarily think girls are less difficult. Our challenges are just different." Then another dad piped up and said, "Maybe you're right, Father Jim is luckier than you. Because it's one thing to take your boys fishing, but there's a special place in heaven for dads who take their daughters shopping." The gospel according to Matthew says, Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." From those three verses, these three things strike me as important. Number one, Jesus had compassion. Number two, the harvest is plentiful. And number three, Jesus told his disciples to pray for the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers. As Jesus went from city to city and village to village, he was in the world where he saw the struggles, the pains, and the illnesses people endured every single day. By not being away from the people, but being with the people, Jesus had compassion for them and saw how much and how many people were hurting physically and spiritually. These people were suffering, and the synagogues, the churches, were missing opportunities to heal their pain, to show them God's merciful love, and to proclaim the good news. When we're out and about, do we have compassion for the person on the street corner holding up a sign proclaiming homeless and hungry? Or do our hearts lack compassion? Immediately following Hurricane Katrina, the FEMA director received this email. "Sir, I know that you know the situation is past critical. Here are some things you might not know. Hotels are kicking people out, thousands gathering in the streets with no food or water, hundreds still being rescued from homes. There are dying patients at the disaster medical assistance team tent. Estimates are many will die within hours. Evacuation in process, plans developing for dome evacuation, but hotel situation adding to problem. We are out of food and running water at the dome, plans in work to address the critical need. FEMA staff is okay and holding on. The disaster medical assistant team staff working in deplorable conditions." And the director responded, "Thanks for the update. Anything specific I need to do or tweak?" The FEMA director wasn't listening, wasn't caring, nor was he present. But when we listen, when we care, and when we are present, we cannot help but notice Everyone is suffering in one way or another. Sometimes the suffering is visible, but many times it isn't. And when we read Holy Scripture, when we renew our baptismal promise to seek and to serve Christ in all persons and love our neighbor as we love ourselves, and when we pray, we will feel Jesus urging us through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to follow him into the world in order for us to be caring, merciful, and humane to those who will never enter the doors of any church building. The point Jesus made to his disciples about suffering people and the plentiful harvest was made very clear during a Fresh Expressions Visiting Day and a church growth seminar I recently attended, where we learned that there's an increasing disconnect from the good old days when the church was the center of life and community. These are some of the statistics they pointed out. Today, only 20% of the population regularly attend church. 20% say they attend church, but don't. 20% say they'd attend church with a friend. And 40% are never going to walk into a church on a Sunday morning. And to make things even more difficult for churches who long for the good old days, they estimate that today one third of the workforce works on the weekend. This means our familiar church world has changed. And you and I, who are the church, need to be more visible in our physical and social media world, because the church is no longer seen as a sacred, merciful place of love, healing, and peace. Perhaps it would benefit us to ask ourselves, what is the purpose of all of our buildings? Are they helping or hindering us bringing in the harvest for Jesus Christ? Are they helping the disconnected to find a community where they can know the love of God and be made whole? People in the world, in our country, and in our communities are in pain. They are lashing out in anger, and they are seeking something to ease their suffering, to give them hope, and to give them peace. In the Lake Chad area of Africa, which used to be a tourist area, fighting with Boko Haram has created a refugee and a famine crisis, where people in refugee camps are lucky if they receive a daily meal. In England, the deadly attacks and a deadly apartment fire have unsettled the country and hurled it into grief. In the United States, the shootings at a baseball practice in Virginia and at a UPS center make us wonder, when will the anger end? And in South Lake County this week, rape, drugs, and murder all made the headlines, all of which are proof that the harvest is plentiful, the workers are few, and that perhaps the workers Jesus calls us to pray for are actually sitting in our pews. How can we, as the body of Christ, reach out and be a community, be a family to the one-third of the workforce who work on the weekend, to the 40% who may attend church if asked, or to the 40% who will never enter any church? And where, how, and to whom can you have mercy and be compassionate? Where, how, and to whom can you have mercy and be compassionate? Let us pray. O God, you made us in your own image and redeemed us through Jesus, your Son. Look with compassion on the whole human family. Take away the arrogance and hatred which infect our hearts. Break down the walls that separate us. Unite us in bonds of love and work through our struggle and confusion to accomplish your purposes on earth, that in your good time, all nations and races may serve you in harmony around your heavenly throne, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. We'll now observe a moment of silence.